Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Right now, I really appreciate the fact that Tommy Brannon, who I've known for a long time on the Henrico Board of Supervisors from the Three Chop District, he gave me a heads up yesterday that Henrico was taking steps to try to readjust deadlines and tax data for businesses in the county so that when we come out of this, when everybody is able to start working again, these businesses aren't immediately under threat from the county. And Tommy is with us this morning. Hey, good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning, John. I'm good. I'm good. Welcome to the remote workforce of the United States.
Yes, in Western Henrico County. I'm very excited about that.
As I am. I'm working from home as well.
Very good. Well, give me the rundown on what the Board of Supervisors has done at this point and how it impacts individual citizens and, you know, small business owners.
All right. You can go all the way back to about 3 weeks ago.
Okay.
The board and the manager started talking about what we anticipated coming. So we opened up our EOC, our Emergency Operations Center. And from there, we pushed with working with partners in the region and opened up on March 5th a unified command or a unified information center where all the big locales and small locales in the Richmond area are all working together and sharing information because information is really key.
Mm-hmm.
We were in the middle of budget, and we decided, John, that we needed to put forth something all the way back last Monday, not this past Monday, but the Monday before, that no citizens in Henrico County would get their utilities or the sewer and water shut off. And we started hearing from our businesses, mainly the hotels and the restaurants, that, you know, they're going to be coming on hard times immediately, and was there anything the county could do? And you got to take into consideration that hotels and restaurants actually is 20% of our workforce. So we started looking at that, and if we're going to help restaurants and hotels, we need to help all businesses in Henrico County and all citizens in Henrico County. So what we did was we looked at how we could defer out tax payments for, because, you know, hotels has their separate hotel tax, and so do restaurants, defer those out. And then we took it a step further for all businesses that looking at deferring out their taxes, property taxes, and if need be, they're even push out their utilities till August. We have the ability to go a little further than that, but we're hoping that we will be through all this by August. And then we turned right around and said with the citizens, same thing, personal property tax, real estate tax, car license tax, all being pushed out to August with no penalties or no interest.
So no payment due and no penalties, no interest if you pay in August.
Correct.
What allows you all to do that? You've still got to pay your employees. You all still, the county still has bills. Are you in a, have you all planned very diligently for this type of crisis so you have some, a rainy day slush fund? Or, you know, how are you able to pull that off?
I'm glad you asked that because, you know, money, as you know, money doesn't grow on trees. We are in the business of service to our citizens. So the way we make money to provide the services is just that, taxes. We do have a rainy day fund. If you go back last year and the year before, when some other locales were talking about some really neat things they were going to be doing with the extra funds that weren't anticipated or extra money in the budget at the end of the year, Henrico County said, that's great, we're putting it in our rainy day fund, which we did. And so that gives us some relief. We're also put a hiring freeze. The largest employer in the Richmond metropolitan area is Henrico County. So we have to keep our employees rolling. And we're doing exactly what you and I are doing right now. We have about 60% of our workforce at home, remote working. But as you know, government counties can't close down. Our first responders, our social services, our emergency mental health services, I think they had 5 calls at the same time yesterday. So they're being even stressed. And that you can't do from home, John.
Yeah. Well, I think a lot of us are going to learn either an important lesson that it was wise to put money in savings, or on the optimistic assumption that we all do get to the other side of the summer and we're through this, that needs to be a priority for the future if we haven't done that at this stage, because it sounds like you're in a good spot to be able to offer this to the citizens. I didn't ask you before you agreed to come on the air about this question, so forgive me for, I hope you won't see it as an ambush, but do you have any insight as to what's happening with that one retirement community or a convalescent center where it appears we do have a few deaths related to coronavirus? Can you comment about that? Do you know anything to tell us?
Yeah, I can. I can, and I will, and that's not an ambush.
Okay.
When, of course, you know, and let me say, Danny Avola is a rock star. He is the head of health for both the city and Henrico County. So
right.
he does both. And he is working with our EOC and keeping us abreast. And when we first heard of the cases come up, of course, our radar went up. The worst place in the world for you to have cases come up is assisted living.
No kidding.
So we reached out, and I'm sure you saw in the newspaper, we didn't get any responses back. We are happy now that they are responding back, and the reason why we wanted to get with them, and our community is so great. When working with them, we had one of the hospital groups in Richmond area say, hey, we can help out. Mm-hmm. We can send some of our nurses there to assist because we're concerned some of their people might get sick as well.
Yeah.
And then we also had a local J. Sergeant Reynolds call and say, hey, we want to work with them as well. We can help send nurses to relieve their staff to help mitigate their employees getting sick. And if they already have it, because
yeah.
they weren't aware that it was there.
Yeah, that's a real problem, especially with this long incubation process. I'm glad that the attitude is, let's get it under control, see what we can do to help them get it under control, rather than a confrontational negative situation. And I got to go, but Tommy, I really appreciate you discussing both your
John,
help
keep
for
doing
citizens.
What you're doing, and I'm glad you're at home watching the sunrise as I got to.
Thank you. Tommy Brannon from the Henrico Board of Supervisors, the 3CHOP district rep. Thank you very much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.